is I want to talk about what Rabbi Rav Khan spoke about. I want to follow up of a nekuda on what he spoke about on the other day, Wednesday. So to sum up, what he was saying was that that in the Zman of Golos, a person could think that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marchik himself from Klal Yisrael, and Lo'ilam, it's not like that. That there's a hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, but the ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael is tamidi, and there's never shinuyim in that, and it's just a hanhaga mibachutz. So what's the response of Klal Yisrael to that? So the response is that we have to have that type of that same ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no matter what happens, and all the tzaras and galas, that ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu never changes. The same way that the ava that he has for us doesn't change. And he wanted to say that that's pshat in the pasuk by Mila, that Mila was given as a bris, ve'edna brisi b'ini o'v'enecha, in Parashas Lech Lecha, and Rashi says, bris shel ahava. There's a bris on the ahava. That the ahava has to go both ways no matter what. Like the Rishonim say that once something is nitten bebris, it's not shaykh to go back on it. It's stronger than a shavua. A bris is not shaykh to go back on it. So there's a bris on the ahava. So the bris is both ways. So I wanted to first of all, how does a person zoicha to this? What's the avoid that a person has to have in this? And what does that have to do with the Mila? And also, is that it's based on the concept that it's an ahava she'en atluya b'davar. And it comes from the Bechir and Avram Avinu. And he was saying there that there was a Bechir and Avram, and he wasn't explaining what's the yisur of the Bechir of Avram. So someone was asking, what's the yisur of the Bechir of Avram? If this is true, so Vasep is HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram. So it could be that it's like this, that really the Etzem, we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram. It doesn't say anywhere. The Ramban asks his Kasha. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash. The Chumash starts who's Avram Avinu? Where does it come from? It doesn't say anything. The story of or Kazdim. It doesn't say any of the story. Nothing out of the blue. Lech lecha. So the Torah is not made anything about the Bechir and Avram. But I heard from Mashgiach Zatzal, v'shem Rabbi Eli Lapian, that he said that it says in the pasuk we say Vayivarech David. So over there it says. You could see it afterwards, after the Bechira. So he said, it's explaining the Bechira. The Bechira is, I was looking for someone to choose, and I chose Avram because of the Midah he had was Nemonas, meaning it wasn't a Midah of any other of the Midas of Avram. The Midah that I was looking for was, who could I choose to be Nemon? I'm looking to choose someone to create this bris of Ava with. So I have to have someone that Kufa has the midah being Naaman. And Memela, this is the Bechir of Avram, which is exactly the Nakuda that HaKadosh Baruch had to build an of Klai Yisrael only for this. What's special about the of Klai Yisrael is Kufa, this Nakuda, is that they come from Avram, whose midah is being Naaman. Naaman means Yosed is strong, no matter what happens, doesn't waver, nothing changes. The Loishinisa, nothing changes in the ability of Avram Avinu to stay to stay with his Ava to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Gufa, the Midah that Kodesh Baruch Hu was looking for, and that's the Midah of Avram. And Mela, we were Mstam like the Rebbe Chaim says, Zoicha to that, in the Nisayan of Lech Lecha, and all the Nisayanis. But Bama says it's Mefurish more than that. It's Mefurish in the Ramban. I told him this Ramban. He was very tefreden with this Sushtel. The Zohar is Mefurish in the Ramban. That the Ramban says in Dvarim, in Varschanan. So the Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, Ki am kodesh ata l'Hashem elokecha. B'cha b'cha Hashem elokecha li yisrael l'am segula. Hashem chose you to be am segula. Mikol amim. Asher apnei adama, from all the nations apnei adama. Okay, so why? Loi merubchem mikol am chashak Hashem b'chem. Not merubchem, not because you're roi. Ki atem amat. Why? Ki me'avas Hashem eschem. Because of the ava. So it doesn't explain. Vaita didn't explain anything. If you're not going to explain, so say there's no reason. So loy merub chem, rather because for no reason. But it sounds like I'm giving a reason. So loy merub, it's not for that reason. Rather, what reason? Because I don't have a reason. Because me'avas Hashem lokechem. So the pasuk doesn't read. So what's the pasuk saying? So the Ramban says, no, it's explaining. There is an explanation. It's not merub chem, it's rather ki me'avas Hashem eschem. So what's the explanation? So how's that an explanation? So the Ramban says, v'tam, he says, v'amah tam, ki me'avas Hashem eschem bochar bachem. I chose you because you roy to get an ahava from me. A person doesn't give ava to anybody. You don't just give ava to someone for free. It's it's a big thing to give over someone an ahava to someone. So why did I give you the ava? Because you're roy for my ahava. V'nivcharim la'ahava yoyisim mekol ha'amim. V'lo hiskem bezeh tam min ha'bechira. But he says, ki ha'nivchar la'oyev ki rather, ki anivchar la'oyev hayadua lizboil es oyavoy. The reason is because I know you could be soivel the ahava b'chol haba'ol of mimenu. No matter what happens, v'yisrael ru'uyim l'kach mikol am. What's special about us is this exact point. What's special about Klai Yisrael? Why does Hashem choose Klai Yisrael? Because we're roy to keep the ahava no matter what happens. So Hashem says, oh, you're gonna keep my ahava to you, Chaim, whatever happens, so then I can give you the Ava, and then I'll choose you. I'm not going to choose someone that's going to go jump ship when it gets difficult, and why would I invest Ava into that? I'm going to invest Ava into you because you are going to keep the Ava, you roi me call am for the Ava because of that. K'moisha amru, shloisha azim heim, Yisrael ba'umais, ki yamdu loy b'nisyoinais, o Yehudi oy tzalov. Only a Yid is going to keep up, only a Yid has this, Mistama from Avram Avinu, only a Yid has this, maybe the Nemanos of Avraham. Only a Yid has this Indian of Yehudi Oitzalov. That Yid will give up his life for the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memela, that's what the Pasuk saying. That, Loi merub chem mekol amim, but ki me'avas Hashem eschem. You know why I chose you? Because you're roid to get Ahava from me. Because you're going to have Ahava back to me no matter what and never give it up. So Shaila is, so how do you get to this? How do you get to this level? Now, that means that Avas Hashem, just first, that means that the Pasuk saying that the real darg of Avas Hashem has to be that a person is willing to give up everything for HaKadosh Baruch. So, Be'emes is the Sifri Darshans. The Sifri Darshans, three drashas from this Pasuk. V'avtas Hashem l'kacha, b'chol l'vavcha, b'chol nafshacha. The third one is what everyone knows. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, im nemar b'chol nafshecha, lo nemar b'chol me'odecha, im nemar b'chol me'odecha, lo nemar b'chol nafshecha, yesh lecha mi shechav gufa mi memoinai, alav nemar b'chol nafshecha, yesh lecha adam shemoinai chav lo megufa, lekach nemar b'chol me'odecha. It's a drasha that you have to have even with all your nefesh, willing to give up all your nefesh or all your ma'aydan. That's the Gemara. Pesachim says this is the makar that a person has to give up their life for avodah zarah, which is for the level of avas Hashem. There's two more drashas that are not brought in the Gemara Pesachim. They're brought in the Mishnah in Brachas in the beginning of the ninth parak. It's a different drasha. The Sifri brings b'chol nafshecha afilu hu noital as nafshecha kenu oimer ki alecha iragnu kol ayoyim. Reb Shimon ben Menasya oimer v'chi efshal ul adam leharg b'chol ayoyim. So yeah, okay, we'll get back to that. Shimon ben Azayi omer b'chol nafshecha oyavoy ad mitzoy hanefesh. So the Netziv says, why did the Gemara Pesachim bring only the third drasha in the Sifri, not the first two, three? The Gemara Pesachim wants to know, how do you know that avodah zarah is doicha v'chai b'hem? How do you know that you have to be yarg v'yarg for avodah zarah? So it brings the last drasha. After shemakal b'chol the. But the Gemara in Brachas brings a different pasuk. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Brachas says, Chayv levarach al ha'ra, k'shem shemavarach al ha'toiva, etc. And the Mishnah in Brachas brings the first drasha. V'avta shemakal b'chol v'avchol b'chol nafshecha b'shei yitzarecha b'chol nafshecha afilu netzas nafshecha. Zok the Netziv, it's a totally different drasha. Zok the Netziv, the last drasha is being mechadish that a person is willing to give up their nefesh. Okay, they're willing to give up the nefesh. This is the darg of Avas Hashem that was just from a yid that he's willing to give up his nefesh. Zok the Netziv, afilu hu netzas nafshecha is something else. Afilu notzav savshecha is that even b'shas the person is giving up their life, they can't waver mashu from the ahava. A person could say, good, it's a mitzvah. This is the chiv. I keep the Torah. So I keep the Torah my whole life. So I'm willing to be Moisa Nefesh. But why does Hashem have to put me in this matziv? Why me? Why this? So Zok the Netziv, Afilu Netzas Avshecha means that Peshas, the Netilas Neshama person, didn't go off his Ava even one bit. This is the Darga of after Shem Makacha. And he says, that's why on this drasha that the Gemara says in Brach, the Netziv on the Sifri, this drasha is where the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Kiva. It means that he was the same ahava from the beginning of the story to the end of the story. Nothing changed. And this is the higher darga than the other darga. This is even in the Mesiras Nefesh. There's no chilak. This is the darga of Rabbi Kiva. So, how does a person reach his darga? So, a few things. Number one is that the Malbim says that that's why the Hakdama is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then he said you have to know the Achdus Hashem, meaning that everything God Kodesh Baruch Hu does is the Toiva on a simple level. If a person remembers that everything Hashem does is a toiva, then even this that's happening right now is a toiva. And Keinze, I saw from Rabbi Kiveger, he says that by Ma'ariv and by Shachris, by both, the hakdama to Kriya Shema is we end off Baruch Hashem Habuicher is Am Yisrael Ba'ahava. And then in Ma'ariv also, Oyev Esamo Yisrael. We end off with the bracha that Hamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava is to us. Once we maskir that, Chazal were masakin that, so we should remember how much Ava Hashem asked us, so that when we go into the Vahafta, we can have the Ava back. Because we need to know what's Mechazik our Ava is, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that Ava to us. The middle of that Ava that we can give back, no matter what. But there's another thing. So, I mentioned a different time that in the Sefer Toldos Adam from Zalman Volozhin, he says the reason of Peshat in this Gemara. He says that what was the Tamidim's Kasha? Rebbe Ad Kan? What do you think? He's not going to be Moisa Nefesh. So first of all, according to the Netziv, it's about a whole other level. So they're saying, I feel Ad Kan, that you have to have the Ahava, that even Ad Kan. But he says, what were they asking? That was his darga. I mean, what was the question? He says that the question that they were asking was, Ad Kan means, is this physically possible for a human being? How can a human being get to this level? That a person's willing, understands the Avas Hashem, that when things are going good and life is gevaldik, of course I have Avas Hashem. And then there'd be Misarkin or Besar, Masreka Shalbarzon, he still has this Ahava. How's it Shaykh? How's the shy of a person to be oimid in that nesayin? That was their kasha. So he says that Zokter Bekiva kol yomai haisi mitstar al pasuk zeh b'chonav shecha. No, akan amram kol yomai haisi mitstar al pasuk zeh b'chonav shecha v'yonot es nashmascha. Amarti mosa yovel liyodi v'aykaimena. Zokter Zalman Volozhin, he says, the pshat is that I was working on this my whole life. You're right. A person can't be Oymed bin Nisayan one second and say, oh. That means every day that I said Kriya Shema, I was thinking to myself, am I holding on this level? And I was working on my Avas Hashem every single day. When I said Kriya Shema, I was thinking about this. And Memela, now it comes in Nisayan. It can be Oymed bin Nisayan. It's not something that comes from one day to the other. Just, bam, a person's Oymed bin Nisayan. No. I worked on it my whole life. I worked on this thing, on this concept. So a person, Baruch Hashem, is not faced with the nisayon, but there's an avoida to do. The avoida is to prepare oneself, work on the avas Hashem, understand the chazdei Hashem, understand everything is l'toiva, and this is the darga that brings a person to avas Hashem, that they could reach to this darga, that they can that no matter what happens, they don't waver from their avas Hashem. But so that's the Eitzes. The Eitzes is remember Hashem Echad, that everything's the Toiva. Think about the Ava that Hashem has for us. And if a person's constantly working on this, they can reach this level. But L'chaira, I'll say one more thing. That the Ramban, there's a big kasha. The Gemara says that why does it b'chol madacha? Because there's a person that's chaviv b'moyna yoyser megufay. So the goyin asks the kasha, what do you mean chaviv b'moyna yoyser megufay? What's it shayach to have mamon chaviv yoyser megufay? It doesn't make sense. Because if a person dies, and so they're going to rather die than give up their money? If they die, they're not going to have their money either. Technically, what does it mean? What does it mean? So the Ramban in that pasuk of Loi Merubchem Choshak Hashem Lokechem, the Ramban says, what does it mean Choshak? Choshak is like a Cheshek. Hashem wants you. But the Ramban says a different taich. The Ramban says, V'tam Cheshek, Shenikshar Imachem Bekesher, Amitz. That a person feels super, it's connected. Like by the amudim of the Mishkan, it's the thing that went around it. So it was attached, it was glued on, it wasn't separate. That means that in order to reach this darg of ahava, a person has to make it that's their atzmius. L'chayra, the pshat is like this. When something is someone's atzmius, then that's a different level than everything that's chutz from them. There's certain things that don't make sense. If a person's child, lo aleinu, a person's child is experiencing a tsar, they're willing to give up all their money, everything they have, to save the tsar of the child. What's a big deal? A person could think, okay, look, the child will survive. It doesn't have to be logical. The Rabbi Shaul Salanter says, if a person sees you ask a person, who's more important? This big rav, this big gadol, or your child? You know, this gadol, a person sees two people drowning, he's going to get his child first, because the what's attached to the person, what's part of the person, is inseparable from the person. Everything else is zaitik. So l'chayra, the way that the Ramban is saying, the pasuk saying, how does Klal Yisrael, the thing which is the most. Ramatziah, this is different shmuz, but I heard also he said once from Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian that what does the Gemara mean that Oyev Kesef lo yizba Kesef? What do you mean you want more and more? Why would you want more and more? Everything in life there's a stop to it. So he says there's one thing in life that doesn't have a stop to it, which is your life itself. Whatever is your life itself, see, a person can make that money is their life. That's all they have. And taka, when they have money, they're happy, they're active, they're doing. When they don't, everything's about the money could be the life. So when a person reaches the darga that the money is their life, they're taka not going to want to give up their life for the money, because their life is not their life, the money is the life. So it doesn't make sense, it doesn't have to make sense. It's not about making sense. Living is not the life, the money is the life. So memela, a person's going to be moisa nefesh for the money. So when a person makes that the avas Hashem is their chiyas, is their life, that's how you reach this darga. That's how you reach this darga. It can't be that it's a secondary thing. If it's secondary, then you never, then you can't be oimid in this nesaya. So the idea is that Klal Yisrael makes, is the darga. So the question was, why did he choose us? What's Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael's able that what's ikar by a person is the neshama, is the chibur with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's my life. So my gof, my chibur, okay, that's secondary. My ikur in my life is my chibur with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So mamela I can reach that darga of giving up, giving it up for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's taka my life. I'm not going to give up my life for living physically if my life is my chibur for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The thing which is the most atzmiest to the person, that's called chayim. So the goin has a girsa in the sefri. Getting back to the kasha. So, why did this bris of Ahava, why was it done with the Mila? It's an unbelievable going over here. The Girsa Sagra. So we mentioned, one of the Tanoim here asked the Kasher, B'shim b'menas yoimer, v'chi efshe lo la'odom le'harig b'chol yoim? It says, ki arlecho hayragnu kol ayoim. But you can't die kol ayoim. So what does that mean? So Adkan the Medrit, the Adkan the Sifri, Shimon ben Menasseh Oimer v'chi efshel loy la'adam leharik b'chol yoim. Shimon ben Azay Oimer b'chol nafshcha ayav v'yad mitzvei nefesh. But he didn't answer the question. Shimon ben Menasseh just left with a question. So Zok the Gra, v'chi efshar v'chi neharagim b'chol yoyim ela zu hamila. That the hirag b'chol yoyim is good for the mila. That means that's a constant reminder for a person. What's the mila? Mila is a constant reminder of the person that we don't live for the guf. We live for the neshama. So a person, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bris of mila to Avram. What's he saying? He's saying, Klal Yisrael, you don't live for the guf. You don't live for the olam hazeh, for the hainayis olam hazeh. You don't live for the guf. You live for the neshama. You live for the chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, the mesiras nefesh is a whole different thing. Memela, what's the mesiras nefesh? A person is going to give up their guf to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the chiddush. Because the person's, he's more connected to his neshama, to his chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than he's connected to giving up his guf. And that's all nirmaz in the bris of Avram. And that's why the chibur v'ahava came through that bris. So this darga that Klal Yisrael throughout the Golos has experienced and Oymed bin Nisayan is because the Atzmis of Klal Yisrael is taken different than all the Umas Ayilam. The Atzmis of Klal Yisrael is that we live with the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we live for that, for the Chibur with the Neshama. Everything else is secondary. And avoid this, to remind ourselves of that, to remind ourselves of the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind ourselves of that everything's the Toiv, to constantly work on it, and to remember this Inyan, the more the Mechazik, the Bris, Mechazik, this, the Inyan of the Inyan of that our ikar is the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a way to be mechazik in that midah. Yeah.